Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Live from the heartland and the crossroads of America, it's Tony Katz Today.
Joe Biden is going to go to a fundraiser. He's going to be with former President Barack Obama. He's going to be with former President Bill Clinton. It's hosted. It's a big, big panel thing. And it's being moderated and hosted by Stephen Colbert. He's a TV star, don't you know? And Donald Trump is going to go to the funeral, the wake of an NYPD officer killed in the line of duty. All things are political. That doesn't make some things right, and it doesn't change how it will be seen. Tony Katz. Tony Katz Today. 833-GOT-TONY. 833-468-8669. That is the number. 833-GOT-TONY. I don't have any objection to fundraisers. I have no objection to the President of the United States doing a fundraiser. Biden's fundraiser got him $25 million. That's the reporting. $25 million. Now, I don't have any issue with Stephen Colbert doing the thing. I don't. I don't have any issue with him moderating this conversation at all. I only have issue with the idea that he's not funny. He's angry. He's not funny. There's a difference. For example, the event is hosted by Mindy Kaling. Mindy Kaling is funny. I'm actually sorry she's on that side of the aisle. Queen Latifah's going to perform. Lizzo is going to perform. You really want Lizzo performing? Oh, okay. Lea Michele. You might not know who Lea Michele is. Lea Michele was the star of Glee. I don't know. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. It's quite all right. That's who she is. And so she's performing. None of it bothers me. I don't think it should bother anybody. Go ahead, have your fundraiser. A photo with all three is $100,000. If you donate $250,000. You get access to one of the receptions. $500,000 gets into a more exclusive gathering. But it's not done. Oh, no, no. The party is not done there. Jill Biden, she's the first lady. I'm sorry, Dr. Jill Biden and DJ D-Nice are having an after party at Radio City Music Hall with 500 guests. You can say what you will about the political left. They understand how to put together an event. No shame. Put it all together. They know how to do it. It's a lineup. Now, Lea Michele is not A-list. I don't know if Lizzo is A-list anymore. Queen Latifah is still A-list. But Colbert is. Mindy Kaling, not necessarily, but that's all right. Big event, a lot of money. Money matters. They're going to need the money. They're going to need the money for whoever the Democrat is running against Donald Trump. I'll get to that because this RFK thing has got Democrats in a tailspin. I will get to that conversation, I promise. That's what Joe Biden is doing in New York. Donald Trump is going to a wake. He will attend the wake for a fallen officer of the NYPD. Officer Jonathan Diller was killed Monday, shot in Queens, approached an illegally parked car. The wake will take place on Long Island in Massapequa. Now, Trump put on Truth Social, quote, to Officer Diller's family and all the other brave men and women of law enforcement who put your lives on the line every day. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will always stand with you. Now, Trump was already in New York. He had a hearing, that he had to deal with. Then he's going to attend the event. All politics are politics. All politics are local. All is fair, and everything's a stunt. Sure it is. Sure it is. You need Obama and Clinton to make Biden look good and relevant and have a reason for people to show up. You needed a star-studded lineup to get people to show up and give money. It should be enough, based on media coverage, to say, if you don't give me your money, Trump will be the next president and he's going to kill your meemaw. Like, that would be the ad that the Democrats would run. That's all they have to say. People write their checks. No, you need Obama. You need Clinton. You need star power. You need singing. You need canapes. You need the whole thing to raise the money. But they're going to raise the money. Politics needs money. That's how you run. That's how you win. $25 million, this is the real deal. That's what Biden is buying with this. He's buying the opportunity to campaign. Trump is going to show up with a fallen soldier and engage more goodwill than Biden. Well, Tony, can't you see what a stunt it is? Let's call it a stunt. Go ahead. Let's call it a stunt. Here's the question. Now what? Now what? First, you would have to prove that it's a stunt. You would have to prove that somehow that Trump has always hated police and now all of a sudden he wants to show up. By the way, is the family welcoming him in with open arms? We appreciate him being there. We appreciate that he'll take the time to attend. We appreciate that he remembers our father, our brother, our husband, our nephew, whatever the case may be. This isn't seemingly a conversation of, oh, we don't want him there and he's forcing himself in. Not in the slightest. People are going to look at this and say, you see that? This is a guy who actually cares about the people. And you say to me, but it's a stunt. And I'll say to you, and? You called it a stunt. So? While Biden is rubbing shoulders and rubbing elbows with Lizzo, who sexually abuses her staff. See what I did there? See how easy that was? My gosh. But speaking of sexually abusing their staff, Bill Clinton will be there too. And that, by the way, is called a double entendre. I feel good about that, producer Carl. I'm not going to lie. That is maybe my best. In my career, that might be my best line. Abusing the staff? Really? Just me? Just me? Thank you, producer Carl. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's where Joe Biden's going to be, and here's where Donald Trump's going to be. You cannot deny the politics of the moment. Trump is going to come across the winner in that one. This is dominating the social media feeds. Should it be? Should it be something that dominates news? I would argue no, but that's the fault of Joe Biden. Biden will take an unscheduled campaign stop to go get some ice cream. Biden will go off script to sniff a young child. If Biden ever went off script to go visit a fire station or to be at a funeral where he wasn't looking at his watch, seeing what time it was because they served the pudding only till 5:30, if we could speed this up a little. If he had done that, if he had ever shown that, this wouldn't be so glaring. But it is. It's glaring. A fundraiser happens, and sometimes there could be a funeral taking place that certainly wasn't planned. You didn't know somebody was going to die, someone was going to get killed. You've got this thing, you've got these commitments, and I don't actually hold that against President Biden. I think it's weird to do so. But politics is real. And the observations are real. And the what's the word I'm looking for when not consequences, when you have expectations. Ah, that's it. Expectations. This is Trump exceeding expectations. And this is Biden saying, I don't even know what expectations are. I what's an expectation? This will play very, very well for Donald Trump. And if you say to me, it's gross that something like this would play well, all right, we can agree about that. It doesn't change anything. It's gross to attend a fundraiser with Lizzo and Bill Clinton instead of checking in on police officers in New York. That's just it. That's just it. So get ready for more on this. Get ready for all of the responses to this, because this is going to dominate social media. The pictures, the side-by-sides, all of it. But there's no doubt that our thoughts should be with this family in New York. Our thoughts should be with this police officer's family, this man who was killed doing his job. And there's no doubt that all is fair in love and politics, and Trump will benefit from this greatly. I'm Tony Katz.